pussycat tie. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou, and Nick Sand. Party friends of Iggy, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Macy took up the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues. It's 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Chiron Clark, and Mike Warren here on the bandstand, along with the lovely Nedra Dixon, and yours truly, David Bassi. This week, we celebrate the birthday of jazz legend Louis Pops Armstrong with our special guest, Stan Kessler. Now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Pearl McDonald, and Pete Weber.
Always good to be back, Pearl.
Always wonderful. Good to see you, Pete.
And we've got another fantastic hour of music ahead of us.
Yes, Mr. Armstrong.
Yes, Louis Armstrong.
From where my family hails, New Orleans.
Yeah, you know, one of my... I was handed two pieces of recorded audio when I was small from my grandpa, who used to drive a bus. And the two pieces left on the bus he gave to me, one was Bad Companies Feel Like Making Love.
Okay.
And the other was Louis Armstrong Duets. I can tell you, one of them I listened to once.
Please.
And it was Bad Company. That doesn't sit well with a 7-year-old anyways. Feel like making love?
No.
What's love? Making it?
You know, Pete, I do have some news that I think you will like. Radio Shack announced that it's redesigning its store to keep up with its main competitor, Apple.
Oh.
I thought Radio Shack's main competitor was that drawer in your kitchen with the batteries, flashlight, extension cords.
Yeah. Speaking of competition, Delta Airlines is partnering with Food and Wine magazine to create a culinary competition to find its newest executive chef. Really? It takes a chef to make airplane food?
In other news, zookeepers at an animal reserve in Italy reported the birth of a zonkey.
Zonkey?
The rare offspring of a zebra and a donkey. I always thought a zonkey was the offspring of Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart.
Oh my goodness. Let's get this show on the road. Here's Joe, Tyrone, and Mike with a Gershwin tune recorded by Louis Armstrong, Love Walked In. How about Joe, Mike, and Tyrone, huh? Now this week, we celebrate the birthday of the great Louis Armstrong. The grandson of slaves, Armstrong grew up in New Orleans, attending the Fisk School for Boys, where he had his early exposure to music. Young Louis hung out in dance halls, hauled coal to Storyville, the famed red light district, and listened to the bands playing in the brothels there. And it was there that Armstrong first heard Joe King Oliver, who became his mentor and helped Armstrong come into prominence as an inventive trumpet and cornet player.
Armstrong joined the exodus of musicians to Chicago, where he played with King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band. As Armstrong's reputation grew, he was challenged to cutting contests. Louis performed with Hokey Carmichael and Bix Beiderbecke and got his famous nickname Satchmo, short for satchel mouth, for his larger-than-normal oral cavity.
Louis Armstrong's unique sound shifted the focus of the music from collective improvisation to solo performance. With his instantly recognizable gravelly voice, Armstrong was an influential singer, demonstrating great dexterity as an improviser, bending the lyrics and melody of a song. He was also skilled at scat singing, vocalizing using sounds and syllables instead of actual lyrics.
We are going to spend the next hour playing the music that made Louis Satchmo Armstrong a jazz superstar. To get that done, we're going to need a trumpet player who's up to the challenge. And that, of course, would be our good friend Stan Kessler.
Welcome back to the show, Stan.
Thanks, Pete. It's great to be back.
It's been a while since we've seen you.
It's been a while.
And we bring you on to celebrate Louis Armstrong, one of the first recognized soloists.
Indeed. He was the guy who started it all. I mean, there were people before him, but he was the first person to be out there, visible, and set the standard for every singer and horn player after him.
In one of his quotes, he says, "I don't need words. It's all in my phrasing."
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, even Billie Holiday said she copied her singing from Louis Armstrong's playing. Also, of course, he sang, too. And when he sang, he sang the language of jazz, you know, which is still the way we learn how to articulate, even as a horn player, you articulate that way.
Yeah, and this is a man with such character and personality that he kind of grew a title for himself, the International Ambassador of Swing, and he got all over the place with music. He took the music all around the world.
Yes, he did. He represented the United States and jazz all over the world for many, many years.
And your most recent release is kind of an ambassador to the international world.
What I'd like to think so.
You can just sit at home and listen to Stan's CD Passport, and you basically take a trip around the world.
Pretty much. Everything but the Asia. We didn't quite make that.
Next time. All right.
We don't have the right instruments for it.
That's all right, man. Well, let's get you playing some music.
All right.
Before we do that, Joe, why don't you tell us what we're going to start with?
Stan's going to play a Louis Armstrong original. This is called Strutting with Some Barbecue.
12th Street Jump Band. And now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice. 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah Montel and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your miserable, wretched, loveless existence, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
Resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
All right, Dr. Pearl. Our first letter is from George, or Alexander, or Louis, maybe all three. Anyways, it's from London. He writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, my family is royally screwed up. Great Granny Liz wears hats bigger than my bassinet. I'm constantly getting changed because Grandma Camilla scares the poop out of me. Uncle Harry keeps making faces without trying and blocking my view of Aunt Pippa's butt. Now that should be on a royal throne. You know, I'm supposed to be king someday, but the line is a mile long. Dr. Pearl, what's a prince to do in the meantime?"
Well, first of all, welcome to the world, George. I have to say, you said more in that letter than your great-grandma has said her entire career. But I will give you some advice, see if it helps you out, sir. Here we go. Welcome home, Prince Georgie. Your birth was nice to see. It's not like we had another choice. That was nothing else on TV. Your family's crazy, but you really should be glad. Your ears are smaller than Grandpa's, and you got more hair than your dad.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
You're the man who will be king.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
So wear some royal bling.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Georgia, wave like anything. 'Cause, honey, that is your job.
All right, Dr. Pearl, our next letter is from Edward in an undisclosed location. Huh. He writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, can you keep a secret?" I can't. That's why I'm still hiding in the Moscow airport in a room that smells like potatoes, old shoes, and jet fuel. You know, I used to have a girlfriend who danced on a pole. Now I spend my day with an old Russian woman holding a mop. Obama promised Putin I won't get the death penalty. Instead, he'll make me kill myself by locking me in a room with Joe Biden. You know, I'm a man without a country, or clean underwear for that sake. Can you help me, Dr. Pearl?
Wow, Ed, first of all, we are not putting you near Joe Biden because we know he will tell you everything and you'll share. But let me help you out. You loved Hawaii, your girlfriend danced exotic. You left them both to take a leak, you thought it was patriotic. Some people call you a hero, others don't want to be near you. Either way, it's curtains, Ed. I hope you like Siberia.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Obama wants to see you fall.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Putin's no help at all.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Hey, give Dennis Rodman a call. But you better get a lot more tattoos.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient's wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Bye-bye.
So there it is. If you've got problems, no matter how young you are, stay right here. There's more to come on 12th Street Jump.
Live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Louis Armstrong, we celebrate the birthday this week of blues singer Jimmy Witherspoon. Born in Arkansas, Witherspoon first attracted attention singing with Teddy Weatherford's band, which performed on Armed Forces Radio during World War II. Jimmy made his first recordings with J. McShane. And in 1949, the two musicians recorded his first hit, Ain't Nobody's Business, which became Witherspoon's signature tune.
In 1959, Witherspoon recorded his famous Monterey Jazz Festival album, featuring Roy Eldridge, Woody Herman, Ben Webster, Coleman Hawkins, Earl Hines, and drummer Mel Lewis. He toured Europe and recorded the album Guilty with top British musicians.
Now here's our own David Bassey to sing a tune that both Jimmy Witherspoon and Louis Armstrong recorded, Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You.
What makes me treat you the way that I do? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Ain't nothing in the world too good for a girl that's true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? I bought you a fur coat for Christmas. Yeah, a diamond ring. A big Cadillac car and everything. Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Makes me treat you the way that I do.
Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Ain't nothing in the world too good for a girl that's true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? I bought you a fur coat for Christmas and a big old diamond ring, a Cadillac car and everything. This love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby. Oh, baby, ain't I good to ain't I good to you?
That was David Bassey, Stan Kessler. Wonderful. And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think the NSA had another bad week, how about these blues in the news?
You know, Geraldo sent a naked tweet. That picture couldn't be much wronger.
My eyes hurt.
Geraldo's little selfie made me sick.
Me too.
I wish my stomach walls were stronger. But I guess it wouldn't have been so bad if his mustache had been a little longer.
Pope Francis gave approval. Being gay's no longer wrong. That's what he said. The pontiff told the cardinals, Catholic gays can all belong. But now, instead of Alleluia, they do the Mass by Elton John.
Where is Egypt's Morsi? In jail and feeling crummy. Cheer up, Mohammed, it could be worse. At least you're not a mummy.
BP paid another fine. Too bad they haven't stopped that ooze.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Here's David Bassey and Stan Kessler to perform one of Satchmo's classics, On the Sunny Side of the Street.
Grab your coat and get your hat, or leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitty-pat? It's the happy tune that's your step. Life could be complete on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade. I kept my blues on parade. But now, oh, I'm not afraid. You look among the clover, the rovers crossed over. Don't care if I got a cent or if I'm rich like Rockefeller. I've got gold dust round my feet on a sunny side of the street. Get your coat, your hat, your shades, your gloves, leave your worries on the doorstep. Bye, bye, bye. Direct your feet to the side of the street that is sunny. Bop, 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 bop. Now can't you hear the pitty-pat, the rat-a-do-tat, oh, the happy tune that's your step. Life could be complete on the side of the street that is sunny. Yeah, I used to walk in the shade. I kept my blues on parade. But now, baby, look at me. I'm not afraid. Well, baby, look, I'm on the clover with the river rocks over. Don't care if I've got a cent, if I'm rich like Donald Trump. I got gold dust around my feet and a little more on my rum. Don't care, don't care, don't care. got gold dust all around my feet on a Sunday.
Y'all are the best. Every week, y'all are the best.
You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
So if you like jazz like we like jazz, it's time to check out this week's CD releases, and we go to our man who just got done singing. Are you up for this?
I can do it.
All right, well, what's
going
on?
Put me in, Pete, Coach.
You're
in. Coach Pete, I'm here.
You're the man.
Well, you know, I have that Stan Kessler CD passport.
Yeah.
I've been using it in various countries around the world, getting in and out of countries. I just hand him that passport CD. It's cool. Works really well. I had a lot of weed on me in one country. Are we on the air?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'm not going to say that.
Tell all your secrets. Go ahead.
Derek Hodge, the bassist. Derek Hodge has a brand new CD out on Blue Note Records. And you can find them, of course, at BlueNote.com or Derek with two Ks. No, Derek with one K, Hodge.com. And then coming up, well, a brand new CD. This one just came out, hot off the presses. Gina Kronstadt. A young lady who is a songwriter, all the songs, original songs, and she has a fine group of people, including Christian McBride, John Beasley, Louis Conte, John DeVersa, Bob Shepard, and many, many more joining her on her new CD called Come Over, Gina Kronstadt. See the picture? She actually wants you, Pete, to come on over.
I don't believe that.
It's true.
For one second. And people can go to Stan Kessler's website and pick up that CD that we've
Passport.
Been talking so much about.
Oh,
Passport.
Yeah.
Stan Kessler's website. Google him. Now, besides Pops Armstrong and Jimmy Witherspoon, we celebrate the birthdays this week of three other very important vocalists, Abby Lincoln, Eddie Jefferson, and Tony Bennett. Drummers Jack DeJohnette, Terry Lynn Carrington, and our friend Jeff Hamilton have anniversaries this week, along with guitarist Herb Ellis and bassist Charlie Hayden. Saxophonist Ravi Coltrane, Rahsaan Roland Kirk, and Buddy Collette add another year. And along with the composer, arranger, saxophonist, what doesn't he do in the swing era, Mr. Benny Carter? Now, to learn more about all these cats, go to 12thstreetjump.com and check out our own YouTube channel, Just Happening in Jazz.
Wow, you're fast.
I had to be. Woo. You had a lot to say.
Man.
Y'all don't go anywhere. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at a blues and jazz club near you. So this week, check out the 44s at the Rhythm Room in Phoenix. If you're in Boston, don't miss the Charles Mingus tribute at the Beehive. And Miami jazz fans, get over to the Globe for Rodolfo Zuniga's Saturday Night Jazz.
In Oregon, check out Boy and Bean at the Secret Society Ballroom in Portland. In Dayton, Ohio, the great Kirk Whalum brings his show to the Frays Pavilion.
The John Esposito Trio gets it going at Province in Albany, while the Sweet Sounds Jazz Fest kicks off in New Jersey. And right here in Kansas City, how about our own Joe Cartwright playing out at Zona Rosa? Check him out. All our guys play around town. So wherever you are, get out and support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Chick Webb wrote it, Louis Armstrong recorded it. Now here's Stan Gessler to perform Stompin' at the Savoy. Kessler with the 12th Street Jump Band. Hey, Pete, I love the music of Louis Armstrong. It's spicy, it's hot, it's smoking, just like New Orleans sausage.
Does that make Kenny G the brat worst?
Of course. Pete, times were different when Armstrong was a top player in New York City.
Yep, that's right, Pearl. You know, he didn't need to tweet a picture of his horn to say, "Hello, Dolly."
I wonder what Pops would have thought about New York's mayoral race with Anthony Weiner's return to politics.
You know, it might make Satchmo rethink one of his most popular songs.
I see tweets that seem too much to view. What can I do? He's sexting too. Can't make this stuff up. It's a wiener full world.
Why post those shots without your trunks? Please pixelate your teeny scary junk. I think I'll be sick in this wiener full world.
Your wife stands by you, the patient puma. I'm surprised she hasn't chopped off your hooga.
To controversy, this Tony's no stranger. He says, vote for me, a Carlos Danger.
He thought his tweets would make, would grow. But he's just a perverted Pinocchio.
Put a sock on that puppet.
It's a wiener full world. And the Mets were fun to watch, but now all we notice is scratching crotch.
Gotta clean up this town like a Jewish Charles Bronson, but all we've seen is Tony's circumcised Johnson.
So long, Anthony, your sexting's through. Don't forget to take your wiener with you. Give New York a break from this wienerful world. Yes, we've all had our fill of your wienerful world. So bad.
Oh my goodness. Let's bring back Stan Kessler to play a New Orleans jazz classic, When the Saints Go Marching In.
Thank you.
party is jumping on 12th Street. We'd like to thank all of our stations and all of you wonderful listeners for joining the party. A special thank goes out to Mr. Stan Kessler helping us celebrate Louis Armstrong.
Yeah. And how about the 12th Street Jump Band? Mike Warren just wrecked those drums. Tyrone Clark on bass. Musical director Joe Cartwright. And how about the vocalist David Bassett, Nedra Dixon?
Oh, yes. We had help from audio engineer Chad Mice and Paul Malinowski, our production assistant Brenna Hayes, and director Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seberg and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to thank TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, don't forget to like us on Facebook
like
and
us.
Follow me on Twitter at 12th Street Pete and sign up for those emails at 12thstreetjump.com.
Join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthday of guitarist Pat Metheny with our special guest, Danny Embry. Until then, I am Pearl Rivera's McDonald.
And I'm Peter... and I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always jumping!